All right,
Banger.
Welcome back. Hour number three, Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. There's Nick, Jimmy. I'm Gary. Steve Sipple is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. You can't quit them because they are fantastic theater. Whether you want to agree or not, Colorado football is theater. It has kept them in the discussion on a daily basis for a team that was 4-8. You know how you make critics go away?
Win.
Winning takes care of everything.
Damn,
it changes the narrative. I don't know how many bullets are left for the critics and the bravado when you have been 4-8, but I'm here for the theater and the use of media that we've never, ever seen in the history of college football by Deion Sanders, his kids, and the football program.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, he was a mentor. He once told me, don't ever punch down. Like, stay out of the mud. There's going to be people that want to drag you down.
Mud, yeah.
But everybody can see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Don't punch down. Well, Twitter fingers, I don't know why they are punching down.
He has a new name.
Twitter fingers.
No. Well, that's what he has. Oh. His name is LeVar Ball with a headset.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what Deion Sanders is. But I don't get why they are jumping into the mud. And I say they, it's the Sanders family.
Yes.
And they are punching down. Why? What? Why are you giving time to people?
They can't help it.
You're 4-8. Shut your face.
Can't help themselves.
Critic, if you weren't 4-8, critics wouldn't be around. I get it. It's a business. How you handle your program is your own thing to get to the end result. But why punch down? Why jump into the mud? Why continue to feed people?
It's what narcissists do.
I don't know what this one is, but 21 minutes ago, just Jesus.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be more clarity at some point.
Something about Notre Dame.
But they are.
Good Lord.
Hey, they've done something really, really, sometimes not easy to do. They have got so many people in this country, they're going to root for North Dakota State on August 29th.
And then the next week, Nebraska will be America's team.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Whatever you say about the guy that's running the show in Colorado, you're going to watch.
Uh-huh.
I said yesterday, I wonder if Colorado fan is worn out. I don't know. It depends on what hour it is.
Text Josh. Ask him.
But we, and I'm saying all of us, we will watch Colorado. It blows me away, their use of media, that we've never had a coach like this. They're 4-8. 4-8. Hell, Nebraska had a better record last year.
Yeah.
Just
people go about their business in different ways, apparently.
Why do you punch down?
What do you gain out of that?
I don't get that.
That's the better question is, other than getting a lot of ink, what do you gain out of something like that? Because then you are putting yourself out there to remind people. You're not doing this, but then people are quick to remind you. You were 4-8. And it's not a great look.
My man was tweeting at kids.
Yes, tweet at kids and tweet at kids' fathers. To say, what's your son going to do? My son's going to be top five. I got all day.
And Lance Leipold's going to coach circles around him. I can't wait.
What's this thing going to look like when they are 4-8 again?
Well, you won't have to worry about that. Yeah. You just have to worry about the pieces that are picked up by the next coach.
Mm-hmm. And well, they'll hire a good coach. A real coach.
Will they?
Well,
Not like Colorado football has been sitting on top of the mountain.
Then again, guy I wanted them to hire,
That's a really great talking point there of, well, okay, let's say it does go 4-8, 5-7.
3-9.
Deion is out because Shadour's out. And
yeah, LeVar didn't hang around when the Ball kids were gone.
Nope. And no one was listening. Even if he wanted to talk, nobody was listening. What direction does Colorado football find itself wanting to be in? Because you knew what you're getting.
Should have been Sean Lewis, but that's not happening.
You got that exciting start to the season where, man, there's something to this. This isn't just publicity. This isn't just a lot of flash, a lot of conversations, a lot of headlines. Boy, could this be a bowl team? We've got one of our alum who is a very highly regarded guy, and Joel Klatt, saying this isn't just the biggest story in college football. This is the biggest story in sports. And then all of a sudden that faded because you weren't winning games. So then you saw the other end of that whole roller coaster and what you needed. You wanted to get the attention to your football program. You wanted to make Colorado football relevant, however that would be. You go through another year like that. What's the direction Colorado all of a sudden wants to go? Well, you're in a new conference. You're new in a new conference.
I think you'd have a new football coach. I think you'd have a new athletic director.
I think they
would be cleaning house, and Colorado football would be Colorado football that it's been in the past, unless you make it just incredible hire. And maybe it's Ryan Walters from Purdue, mm-hmm. who played there that, you know, because he wasn't Deion, he wasn't the guy, and he was probably smart. He's like, okay, Deion's great for our program, going to bring his attention, maybe win us some games, and I'll be the guy that is after Deion.
Yeah. You never want to be the guy that, I think what Kellen DeBoer represents is a good candidate to follow Nick Saban. But you never want to be the guy who follows the legend. But in this case, this would probably be the ideal situation to follow, especially when you have roots there.
Hey, I said that about Harry Caray. I didn't want to be the guy that replaced Harry Caray. Now, the problem is I've not been the guy that's replaced the guy that replaced the guy after Harry Caray. So my plan went awry. But I have a new job for you.
So now it's replacing
Booth. There's part of me that thinks, well, he's not going to stay in Colorado because Denver got the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, man, I'm going to stick around.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones calls. No. That's a different kind of call. But here's where my new job is for him next year.
Mm-hmm. Not Florida?
Nope.
Wait for Brian?
Nope. ESPN's had a really good offseason hiring
football
people to be on TV, right? Don't they need a co-host with Stephen A. Smith on First Take?
Oh, my God.
If you paired Deion Sanders and Stephen A. Smith on First Take, Lord.
Thank goodness I don't watch that channel anymore, other than live games.
Do you think
it's been at best?
Do you think yesterday, which was really kind of an odd day in the Twitter world, if the portal was not closed, do you think they would have engaged like they did son and father yesterday?
No. They'll wait till it's closed.
I do. I think they would have. I don't think they can help himself, Gary.
Oh, that's not good.
I don't think they can help himself. I don't even know if they look at that far through the forest on it.
That's bad.
I just think if anybody ever portrays them in a negative light, whether it's warranted or not, even if it's what you feel is one person's experience and opinion in that piece for The Athletic, if there is any type of negative portrayal, they can't help themselves. They're going to not only defend it, but they're going to defend it by essentially shedding light on that person's time there, and they're going to diminish it. So I don't think it matters, to be honest with you. I don't think they can help it. Portal open, portal closed, portal sideways. You got a big recruiting visit. You're looking for optics. They don't care about the optics.
As long as you're talking about them. Whatever you think about what they're doing, how they go about their business, that game on September 7th, Nebraska better be ready to play.
Yep.
Colorado.
They'll be ready.
Colorado's probably going to be 11th in the Big 12 preseason. I mean, they still have the top quarterback. Mm-hmm. They still have Travis Hunter. They still have Jimmy Horn Jr., who I think is a really good wide receiver. I don't know what they have on their offensive and defensive line and if they can protect Shadur. If they can, we know that they're probably going to run into a situation they did last year as the season goes on and they suffer some attrition due to injuries. Mm-hmm. They're going to have depth. But they will be, once again, really good out of the gate. And in week number 2, you better be ready to play because that's going to be a huge optic game. It may be on the level of this, and it goes back to when Tuck was coming in Boulder. Why in Boulder does it always have to be coming? Okay?
It is a college.
I thought last year it was here.
Tuck is coming. We are coming.
After last year, it was here.
And Rule is different in terms of how he looks at week to week or a whole season. One of the things that Scott did initially that I could see, but it's if it doesn't go right, how do you react? Remember year number 2. When Nebraska week 2 played in Boulder. They talked all offseason amongst the staff, and it bled over to the players, how important that game in Boulder was. Mm-hmm. That game was the game to turn things around because it's year two. We got our dudes. Yeah. We're on the road. It's going to be our home game. Not a great team, but it's a road game. It's Colorado. We're taking it back.
Yep.
And they went out there and they laid an egg and they never recovered because they put so much into that game. Nebraska won't put everything into that game, but it'll be a huge optic game for both sides. It'll be great theater. You know how each side will probably handle the week up.
They'll be ready
to
go.
But I'm telling you, you got to be, if you're Nebraska, I'm not saying they won't, you got to be ready to play. Your offense probably going to have to score at least four touchdowns in that game because Colorado will be good again at the beginning of the year. It's just, when do they crater? Right. Is it after week five? Is it earlier? Because once they crater, then everybody will bail.
Yeah, I think that's what they did very well last year of playing against the narrative or using the narrative of the underdogs to their favor. And especially when you didn't really know how all of that was going to work when you put all those pieces together. And I think TCU, I think Nebraska, I think anybody who played them early on, Colorado State, understood there's talent on that roster. That quarterback is talented. That corner / wide receiver is talented. The question is, how is that all going to be cohesive together? And you found out early because you can still do a lot when you have talent. It's when you start getting into the adverse situations and the fact that they did escape, but it was a pretty big red flag against Colorado State on that that night game in overtime. At some point, you're going to have to coach. At some point in the game, you're going to have to, those guys and you as a coaching staff are going to have to be aligned. And this is also where I always wonder, when you don't have that, when you don't have that fuel, the half-truths or the false truths, what are you reaching back to get? Other than the talent that's there, but I don't know if they're necessarily confident with the system that they're in.
Hey, thank you, Colorado. It's great theater.
And it'll be here for all offseason.
We've grabbed a front row seat to the reality show. Mm-hmm. It's never been like this. We've never had a college football team that has used the media like Colorado does. It's the experiment that not everybody can pull off because not everybody is Deion Sanders. Okay? Not everybody has a split personality where there is the prime. What we're seeing the last couple of days is prime.
That's prime.
Okay. Then there is the Deion, which I think there are some qualities that he has as just Deion that are good. But we're seeing the prime, but they have created where you got a villain. People root against Colorado. We watch, we can't quit. And they have built up a hell of a fan base for North Dakota State.
Okay.
I mean, we are Bison. We are Cole Payton.
You bring up the dual personalities, Prime and Deion. I remember another guy in college football, very well known, that had those dual personalities as well. There was Brian Bosworth, and then there was the Boz. And at one point, the Boz consumed Brian Bosworth. Are you, to the few that are out there in this state, the Colorado fans, are you worried that Prime consumes Deion? Because if Prime consumes Deion on game days, you got a problem.
Dude, I have past history. I sat in a meeting with him. We tried to do a bobblehead in Fort Myers with a miracle. I saw both personalities in the course of a meeting. I was like,
how'd you process all that?
Well, I was like, okay.
What just happened?
I'm like, man, I built up a nice relationship with your mom who still lives in Fort Myers.
Mm.
And I'm like, what is going on here? It's just there are two personalities and Prime is running wild today.
Yep.
But we can't quit him. And we'll watch. We'll watch. We will grab front row seats to watch what happens. If you win, look at when they were winning, people didn't question how they went about their business. And they're free to do, he's free to do however he wants to do about his roster.
Yeah.
And it is a business, okay? But when people are out of your business, man, you don't go after them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't go chase them down to the parking lot. You let them walk out with
their
box. It
says a lot about who you are.
Their box of, the stapler they've stolen, the other stuff. You let them walk out to the car. You don't chase them out into the parking lot. Okay, you don't do that. But if you're winning, we're like, the narrative on the exits are different. When you're losing and you put yourself in the spotlight and that's where you live, you get the smoke.
Yep.
And so we talk to players and they say this is how they're treated. Well, what you're doing backs up what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know the whole story, but I am fascinated by this because we in the world of college football, we've never seen it. We had a coach yesterday cyberbully a kid on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that happens in the DM world, but this was openly on Twitter.
Yep, for all to see.
Steve Sippel, who, yeah, you watch his Twitter game.
He's talking about a bully.
He's going to join us next. And it's that people will watch week number two.
Yep.
It's an optic game. A couple years ago, it was the turning point for Nebraska football. They lost. They went the wrong way.
That's a good call.
I don't think that this program, openly, they will treat it as another game, because I think that's a jab to, like, what do you mean? We're Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that you don't have to say anything. Guys will be jacked to play some football. All right, 27 past the hour. Sips coming up next. A little bit later, Brian Edwards, as we have a couple of game sixes tonight in the NBA that B. Eds has a thought or two on with all of you on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.